Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Redemption High Dimensions Radio Broadcast. I'm Linda Shula, the evangelist for the hour, and I praise God that you have took the time to join me on this broadcast for midday supplication, intercessory prayer, and to hear a word from the Lord. Truly, the Lord has been good to us. He has graced us all to be alive again today. We just thank God and give him the glory. You know, the book of Lamentations said that his mercy, his compassion faileth not, and his mercy is renewed every morning. And so we just thank God for having mercy on us. If it wasn't for the mercy and the compassion of God, we don't know where we would be. But thank God that he's so good to us, that he allowed us to be able to have this moment to live in his presence. He's an awesome God. And so we thank God for favoring us and giving us life and life more abundantly. We're going to go before the throne of grace, and then right after that, we're going to get into the word of God. We're going to go through scriptures and listen to what thus saith the Lord. We're going to hear what the Lord wants us to know, because God is speaking in these last days, and he is giving us the opportunity to draw closer to him. You know, we're going to be looking at a scripture from Habakkuk. And Habakkuk name means to embrace, to cling, to cleave. And with that name of Habakkuk, that is what God wants us to do. God wants us to cleave to him. He wants us to serve him, to learn of him, to seek him. I know a lot of us feel like we are very close to God. We have a really good relationship with him, and that's beautiful, and we do. But there's also so much room for growth and to learn of the knowledge of God. There's so much that God wants to do in our lives, and so we praise him today. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for the listening audience, those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Thank you, Lord, for giving us life and keeping us safe, letting us, God, be here another day to experience your presence, your glory, and all of the things that you want to do in our lives. Thank you for the fulfillment of all of your promises that you have decreed will happen in our lives, God. We thank you that you are faithful, God, Lord, and that without you, Lord God, we can do nothing. You are the vine, we are the branches. And without you, God, we can do nothing, but with you, we can do all things. And so, Lord, we settle ourselves down today to give you so much more of our time, Lord. Every day of our lives, God, it is unto you. We present our bodies as a living, present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, God. So we give you all that we can of ourselves, God. And we ask that you continue to keep us, Lord, and surround us with the angels, Lord, the holy angels, God, that guard us and protect us and keep us from the snares and the trap of the enemy, God. We thank you that we can pray, God, and bring your spirit down in our presence, God. Hallelujah, because your eyes are beholding the good and the evil in every place. And so, Father, we just say thank you. We lift up our voice today to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for covering us, Lord. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins, Lord. We thank you, God, and ask that your grace and mercy will extend to those that are out, that are without the gospel. Father God, we know your word declares that the gospel is foolishness to them that are perishing. But to us, God, it is life. It is life and life everlasting, God. Our eyes are open to the understanding of your word and what you promise and what you're going to do, Lord. And Father, we say thank you. We want to live out our faith in obeying your word, God. We want to obey your commandments by faith, God, and trust you, Lord, that you're working a good work inside of us, God. And we want to fear and reverence your name always, God. We want you to be the center of our lives, Lord, every single day, God. We want to live, move, and breathe and have our being in you, Lord. So, Father, we humble ourselves today. Ask that you will bless those that are incarcerated. We pray that your spirit will bring deliverance and the angels encamp, Lord God, to minister grace and peace as well as for those that are in mental institutions, Lord, those that are battling mental distress, those that are confused, Lord. You are the Prince of Peace. We pray that you will give them the Prince of Peace, Lord, and the peace that surpasses all understanding, God. Bring your presence in the midst, Lord. Thank you for your word, the word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you for lighting our path and showing us the way, God, giving us the desire to seek you, God, to understand you more, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you, God, for those, God, that hear your word, Lord. You say, Lord, the day that we hear your voice, to not harden our hearts. So, Father, today we don't harden our hearts to your word. But, God, we submit ourselves and surrender, Lord. Work on us, God. Chisel away everything that need to be chiseled away out of our lives, in our spirit, in our mind, in the way we think, in the way we act and talk and think, God. We just need you, God, to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Blot out our transgressions, Lord. Make us whole, God. Heal our infirmities, Lord. Wherever there's sickness in the land among your people, heal the land, Lord. You're the balm in Gilead, Lord. You're able to heal and to restore, Jesus. We thank you that your divine spirit is able to, Lord, move everything that's negative and everything that is not conducive to the Holy Spirit out of our lives. And, Father, we press on forward to fight the good fight of faith, God, to lay hold of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, that you're strengthening our inner man. You're giving us peace in our inner man, Lord. You're delivering us, God. You're causing us to triumph, God. You're bringing us into our full destiny, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today. We have so much to thank you for, Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be able to enough to give you the praise that's due unto your name. Father, we lift you up high above this earth, high above this earth, Jesus. We proclaim your name, Lord. Father, we don't shrink back, God. We don't relent, God, for your word declares that if any man draw back, God, you don't have pleasure, Lord, in anybody that draw back. Hallelujah. Your soul doesn't have pleasure in those that draw back, God. Fortify your people's faith, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord, and bring every thought into captivity of the obedience of Christ, where we focus on your word, where we focus on your spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And your word declare that you will make our rough places smooth, Lord. You'll give us a plain path, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You'll bring down the high places in our life, God, in Jesus' name. Your word declares that you are our deliverer, our El Gabor. You are our Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider, Lord. You're our Jehovah Nisi, our banner, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. You're all that we need, our Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us, Lord. Oh, God, heal the land. You say, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven and you will, Lord God, forgive our sins and you will heal our land. So, Father, we're asking that you will heal our land today, Jesus. Heal our land. Father, we thank you that you are healing our land as individuals. As a nation, Lord, a nation of people that serve you and love you, God, hallelujah. Heal the land. Make it good, Jesus, in our lives, for our family, our friends, our neighbors, Lord. Keep our hearts humble, Jesus, where we can love despite of the persecution, Lord, where we can still walk in forgiveness and love in spite of the accusations, God. We can still love, God, despite of how the enemy has lifted up his heel against us, God. We can still love because your word declares, hallelujah, to live is Christ and to die is gain. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we shall live and declare the works of the Lord.
We will proclaim your name, Lord, in a dark world. Hallelujah. You said, if I, even I, am lifted up from above the earth, that I will draw all men unto me. Draw them, Jesus, by your spirit and loving kindness, Father. Shut the mouths of the enemy. Shut the mouths of the naysayers, God. Bring to nothing the devices of evil, God. Bring to nothing, God. Hallelujah. Every idle word spoken against your people, Father, we are believing you, Lord, for the very word's sake, Lord. Thank you for loving us with an everlasting, unconditional love. Thank you, Lord God, that you have given us, Lord, an incorruptible inheritance, Lord, stored up in the heavens, Lord. Jesus, that will never fail or perish or fade away, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're the rock of our salvation, Lord. You're the wells of water that we draw from salvation. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for being the glory, the honor, the dominion, and power in our lives. Thank you for keeping your word and your promises, Lord. Every day we awake, Lord, you are faithful, God. You are so faithful, and we love you today, Lord. We're striving for the masteries, God. We're striving for the masteries, God. Denying ourselves, God. Denying ourselves. And, Father, you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us, God, but that you would be with us even until the end of the world. And, Father, we know that you're watching, Lord. Your eyes are watching the good and the evil in the land. And you said that the just shall live by faith. So every morning and every day we arise, God, we live by faith, trusting in you, Jesus. Trusting in you, God, that you are dispelling all evil, all witchcraft. You're rebuking it. You're binding it up, God. Every evil device, God. Every familiar spirit, Lord. Every evil spirit, God. Every hateful, jealous, envy spirit, Lord. Every lying spirit, God. Every spirit of manipulation, dishonesty, God. You're expelling it from around us in our lives, God. And you're pouring into our life, God, the fuel of the spirit of favor, love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, mercy, long-suffering. You've given us what we need, Lord, everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness, Lord. Lord, your word is forever settled in the heavens, and it's settled in our hearts. Thy word have we hid in our hearts that we might not sin against you, Lord. Father, we don't take for granted that we know, Lord, that you're in our presence every day. We in your presence every day. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For the hope, God, that we have in you, that we can continue in all ways to hope against hope, God. Thank you, Jesus, for the power of the Holy Ghost that you've given us to overcome, Lord, to be overcomers. Through the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony, God, we will always triumph over our enemies, Lord. We will always triumph over opposition. We will always triumph over persecution. We will always triumph, Lord. Hallelujah, because of your blood. And you've given us our testimony, God. So we be steadfast. We're steadfast in you, God, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we can continue to work while it is day. For your word declares, when night comes, Lord, no man can work. So we will work today, God. Hallelujah. In every day of our lives to serve you, Lord, to reach out to souls and to help those that we can help, God, with what we have, God. Be a blessing to someone else, Lord. To esteem others better than ourselves, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, that no matter how hard life will be in dealing with individuals at times, that we're able, Lord, to put on Christ, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh and walk in the spirit, Lord, and deny ourselves that we may esteem others better than ourselves. Show your love and your kindness and your grace, Lord. Hallelujah. And let there be a time and a season for everything, Lord. We thank you and honor you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the children all over the world. Bless children all over the world. Bless our friends' children, Lord. Bless our friends. know that your word declares that when Job prayed for his friends, that's when he was made whole and restored and healed. So we sincerely, Lord, pray for our friends and their children, God, that you will keep them safe and bless them in abundance. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that we have our eyes fixed and gaze into the heavens, Lord, where you are on the throne. You're ruling at the right hand of the Father, forever making intercessions for the saints. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for what you have done. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. In your holy name, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. The Lord is so good. He's so good. You ever had tears of joy? You know, a lot of times, sometimes people see you crying and think you're crying for something bad. But it's tears of joy when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. It's tears of joy when you can just think how good and faithful God has been to your life. Hallelujah, in your family life. How he's opened doors and how he's kept us. God is a keeper. God is a keeper. Hallelujah. And you know, the mothers of Zion used to say that God will keep you if you want to be kept. He will keep you if you want to be kept. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord today. We thank you, Jesus. You know, the Bible says that when you all have opposition in life with individuals and situations, you may be going through it, but we don't fight against flesh and blood, that we fight against rules of darkness, principalities, and high places. And of course, it manifests itself through people, and God is the one that's going to chase people from the hands of the enemy. See, the enemy is a demon. A lot of times, that spirit, God, allow us to go through some things because it teaches us. You know, we can't be in the world without enemies. That just ain't going to happen. We have to have enemies. And he tells us what to do without enemies. Hallelujah. So I just thank God, you know, the Lord had moved on me to do the broadcast again today. We had Sunday message yesterday, of course, talking about counting yourself worthy of eternal life. And we went through some scriptures in the book of Acts chapter 13, verse 45, all the way I think it's down to 49 or verse 49. So we were talking about counting yourself worthy of eternal life. And I've been under the command of God to talk about the Negroes, of course, being the children of God, election by ancestral lineage, you know, not by faith, the real ancestral lineage of the Negroes that's here in America, and has me at to continue to educate, to talk, and to learn myself, because God awakens all of us when we seek him. Those that seek him, he will awaken you. And so going through scriptures and seeing what God has said, see, God has a plan. That's another message that's going to come out. God has a plan for nations of people. And it's all written out, even the prophetic books. But you know, we as saints must take our rest in God. We take our rest in God, but we're not at ease when it comes to the world. We are watchmen and women on the wall, keeping our eyes open, being vigilant. Because when Jesus comes back to do what he's going to do, we want to be caught up with him. We want to be with the Lord. Wherever he is, that's where we want to be. We want to have Jesus' spirit, that when he come back, we go back with him because we have his spirit, and that there's nothing that will hinder us from going back with him. Because the Bible says that no unrighteousness shall inherit. It shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. So we want to always stay before the Lord and get into his word and keep our eyes on the Lord. Got up this morning, of course, and begin to study, and the Lord led me to the book of Habakkuk. Many of you are familiar with the book of Habakkuk. We're just going to do a little survey because we're still putting together and hearing from the Lord and the scriptures that he has given us pertaining to the Negroes that has been dispersed throughout different parts of the world, particularly here in America. That's what God has been having me to deal with here. And it's according to scripture, so there's no need for anybody to want to call me or write up any comments of anything. You have to send that to God, because I'm coming straight from it. Then you have to pray and seek God, or, you know, you want to talk and make comments, or you have to do that to God. You don't need to forward them to me. I'm just going to read the word. But we get here in the book of Habakkuk. Of course, Habakkuk had a burden. It's not the people that are living over there in Jerusalem now. There's a big conspiracy that have went on all across the world for a long many years to wipe the Negro names out, that we won't know, never know who we are and have knowledge that we are God's elected people from the Bible, from the line of Shem, the Shemites. It is the Negro people of the dark-skinned race from Africa and these different vicinities over there in Africa, India, and other parts that we migrated from. And, of course, you have to go back and listen to the tapes again. Talked about the scripture again, Deuteronomy 28:68, coming over here on ships, going into that second Egypt, that second bondage. So now here in Habakkuk had a burden because it was for the nation of Judah that he was making his proclamation to. And he was repeatedly calling them to humble themselves and repent. But they were stubborn and refused to turn from their sinful ways. And so that's how the Negro nation, and, you know, we know that there's the tribe of Israel. Again, we're not going to talk about them. I'm talking specifically about the Negroes, particularly here in America right now, because we are the ones that the scriptures are being fulfilled right before our eyes in the way we are being treated and the way now that God says he's bringing deliverance. So we have to apply scripture now. And that's what God wants all of us Negroes, so-called black people, but, you know, that name came from not too long ago, so I like to use the original name Negroes from Negro land. So we here in America, we're going to have to come to repentance. That's why we're teaching and we're preaching, so that you can tell your family, your friends, your loved ones to come out of Babylon, come out of sin, and serve God. You know, it's best if you got a struggle with sin, you need to come on the Lord's side. Repent and come on the Lord's side. You know, God can, you know, when people are not in the body of Christ, when you don't receive Christ in your life, you're out there with no covering for your sins. You don't have no blood to cover your sins. And that's why we have a lot of catastrophes going on in the world right now. There's no blood atonement. You have to have blood to atone for your sins. Yes, you have to open your mouth and ask God to forgive you for your sins, repentance. Because if you don't do that, you're leaving your life open for destruction, for condemnation. So God is calling the Negroes more because to come and repent and serve the Lord, be people that serve God. They really need to hit every corner, every street, every state, every city, every home. I mean, to fear God is going to have to shake his, he's shaking his people up right now. The fear of God, because if you belong to God, he chose you, he elected us, then we are his people, that we're supposed to be the light of the world, the light to the nations. All other nations supposed to follow and serve God like we do. We're supposed to teach them how to serve God. We have the Torah. The Torah was given to us first. So we have to teach every other nation of people how to live and serve God, how to honor God, how to be holy, you know. Back in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, of course, they had the Feast of Holidays. They had the things that they had to do in lighting the lampstand and preparing all the time and preparing everything in the holy place and in the holies of holies. It was a daily thing that was done by the Levitical priesthood. So they were God's chosen people to carry out that administration, to show the other people, to show Israel, of course, how it's done and how to fear the Lord, even down through the sacrificial system, how to slay these animals and make sure that it's a perfect lamb and it's a perfect animal, it's not spotted. You have to present to God something that's honorable, without blemish, holy. So now when we come to the New Testament covenant, of course, now we do these things that was back then literal, we do them spiritually now. Well, the word of God has been put in our hearts and our minds. So we see Habakkuk here was, of course, admonishing Judah to change their ways and to not let their heart be hard. So God had to raise up a nation against Judah. The Bible raised it up, he said, a swift nation. Babylon was raised up against God's people. The Assyrians was raised up against God's people. The Amorites was raised. All different type of wicked nation has always been raised up against God's people to chastise us. God let it happen, just like here in America, for a time and a season. Now, we're going to read Obadiah, too. We're going to go to the book of Obadiah, because Obadiah is going to talk about how God allowed the Edomite nation, which is the Caucasian nation, and all these other nations. Of course, we know that Ammon is the Japanese, and Moab, of course, is Chinese people, Lot's descendants, and they just go on. And we pretty much have been persecuted from a lot of nations here in the world as Negro people. And we have been looked upon with evil eyes, scornful eyes, and been called a byword because of who we are. I said it on the broadcast, it's not the color of our skin history, because even from then, their ancestors already know who we are. Other nations of people, ancestors know who we are. So it's been passed down to treat us like this. And they know that we are the real Jews, and that's why we are being treated like this. That's why we have been cast out of our homeland. And they was able to go in there and take up residency over these years, because we were in slavery while everybody else was trying to get on top of the world. But God's people, because of our disobedience, we went through these different bondage and slavery and things like that. But there were so many other people that were Negroes that didn't experience all the curses that associated with the disobedience. So that's why you have some Negroes, of course, and even in our time, we may not suffer as some of our brothers and sisters are suffering, because we know that we have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, because there's so much going on. That's why the Bible says he's the rock that's higher than I, and he's our refuge. God has all, you know what, another scripture says, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. God has already called out to his people, the Negroes, us, black people here in America and different parts of the world, to come and lay our burdens down to him, serve him, come into the ark of safety, stay in the ship with God. Don't get out the ship. Like Paul said, if you get out the ship, you're going to all perish. We have to stay in this, in the ark of the covenant of safety with God. You can't make it outside of the ark of safety. You have to stay in the ark of safety with Jesus in these bad times. And we're not going to exclude what God is going to do with the enemies that has persecuted us, that has went overboard too much and persecuted us. We're going to see that they just tried to ravage us here in America as Negro people. We're going to read that in scripture. But again, let's read the burden of Habakkuk. His name means embrace, to cling, and that's what God wants us to do. God chose a prophet to pen this letter to tell us that he wants us to cling. He wants us to embrace him every single day of our lives. You can't never leave out God. And if you want to call in, you have any questions or anything, or you want to make a comment, the call-in number is 1-- maybe these glasses will help. The call-in number, the guest calling number, is 516-418-5399. Again, the guest calling number, if you want to call in, make a comment, if you want to call in for prayer or anything, this is an open broadcast, it's 516-418-5399. Feel comfortable to call in. No one is going to pull nothing out the bag or try to be disrespectful or rude to anybody. God don't operate like that, but it's a general number, of course, a general switchboard that you can call in. I'm in the studio where I can accept and receive your call. If anything about the subjects of what we're talking about, God has given you a word, call the book of Habakkuk. Now, let's go ahead on. I'm going to read the introduction of the book of Habakkuk. I think that's important, too, because a lot of people may not be familiar with certain books of the Bible, and you want to be able to get a brief commentary on it, an introduction. So I'm going to read the book of Habakkuk introduction. It says, Habakkuk ministers during the death throes of the nation of Judah. Although repeatedly called to repentance, the nation stubbornly refused to change their sinful ways. Habakkuk, knowing the hard-heartedness of his countrymen, asked God how long this intolerable condition can continue. God replies that the Babylonians will be his chastising rod upon the nation, an announcement that sends the prophet to his knees. I want to start right there real quick because, yes, God did allow the Babylonians to raise up against God's people. Yeah. That's why I said we have to have enemies in our lives because God uses them. He'll chastise you with your enemies. And it says here, so he, you know, Habakkuk was astonished at this, of course, and the Bible says he, you know what, he fell down to his knees, he sent prophets to his knees. He acknowledges that the just in any generation shall live by faith, not by sight. You know, we hear the word, we got to obey the word. And we the just live by faith, not by what other people are doing or trying to be like other people or trying to be like other nations. The just live by faith. We wait and depend on God to provide for us. And so we live by faith in our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. So he says, Habakkuk, even though he does not fully understand God's ways, it's always like that, especially what's been happening here in America. The worse it has gotten over the last 7-8 years, you know, then your eyes should be open. Your eyes should be real big. If you're a Negro, your eyes should get real big, you know, because of what's happening here in America to our brothers and sisters here. And this ain't no racist message. We don't play that, but we're going to speak the truth. We're not going to hide the truth just because, you know, we're talking about what the Bible says about our nation, culture, or people. We can't hide the truth. And, yeah, there are catastrophes and things going on in other countries with other nations of people, and the Lord know why that is so, too. But today, we're talking about the Negroes that's getting killed randomly out here, being missing, and being shot and gunned down innocently. We got to talk about that. Your eyes should be real open, and most people will run to the Word, run to the Bible, run to God, run to the church. They want answers, or you know, and the answers is right here in the Bible about our nation of people and why we're suffering things, and when is God getting ready to bring deliverance. That's what we should be looking for, the deliverance of God. He going to fix it. Because ain't nobody above God. And when we get to the book of Obadiah, you're going to see it for yourself. Nobody is above God. I don't care who the president, who the pope, nobody is above God. And when God step in, nobody can stop him. So that's why yesterday I urged and said that it behooves other nations, the Edomite, Caucasian nations, or whatever these nations, or if you're not from the tribe of Judah and Israel, it behooves you to repent. And to treat God's people, his elected people, with respect like we do everyone else as well, and get hate out your heart and understand what the Bible says. It's a breaking. People that don't want to love or be nice and kind, God has to break you. All of us. I've been through it years ago. There's a breaking God has to do in our heart when we don't want to really. You know, because the Bible says he wounds and yet he heals. And just because you love people don't mean God don't want us to speak up and say what he said to correct unrighteousness. You got to correct unrighteousness. People doing wrong, God will let you correct that. You know, we're not meek and weak. He wants us to correct it, but we have to speak the truth in love. There's a balance there. So here, Habakkuk is just astonished, of course, at all the things that it's saying. that God is saying. Habakkuk concludes by praising God's wisdom, even though he does not fully understand God's way. And so we want to stop right there, of course, and let's just read a little bit of the burden he had, because this is about proclamation beckoning like a clarion call, like I'm doing today to tell Negroes, come into the fold, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask forgiveness for your sins, repent of your sins, and serve the Lord. Come on in. We belong to him. We are first. We are Judah. We were the ones that he elected from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're that tribe. It's not the people over there in Jerusalem. I'm going to always say it. It's us. So he's calling us to repentance and us to come back and serve him as his people. The Bible says he chastised those he loved. No other nation or people are being chastised like us because we are his first love. Yes, because of the grafting in and grace, he loved other people as well. Now, there's a scripture say, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. And that's in the New Testament. So there's still a great hate that God has for Esau. There's still a great hate, and Esau is that Caucasian nation of people. So why does God say he hates Esau? Because Esau has gone overboard in doing what they have done in chastising God's people. God used them and whatever he did to bring us in bondage and all the suffering, but they did it over much, and we're going to see it in Obadiah when we get to that book. But Jacob has he loved. We're of the tribe of Jacob. That's Israel, Jacob, Judah. You know, Jacob had all those sons, and Judah was one of them. And that's what we here in America, if you go back and look at your ancestry history in the natural and then biblically, we, our ancestors came from the line of Judah in that area of Nigeria, of course, the Igbo Jews and distant parts of vicinities of Africa, the Negro land over there, where they were dispersed because of the diaspora in the persecution that happened in AD 70. So they scattered all over the place. Then in 1619, we were brought here, our ancestors brought to America on ships. But in between that, you have the Native Americans, which is the Indians, and you have the Hispanics, Spanish people, Spanish Inquisition, and things like that that was happening to them because they're part of Israel. A lot of them are Ephraim, Gad. Those people, that's who they are. The nations of people haven't died out like that. So they went through their suffering and persecution, and that's why they're considered. Why? Because God allowed our enemies to do it. And that's what Habakkuk is saying. And his burden was, Lord, I cannot believe you're going to let the Babylonians, God, do this to us. You know, the Bible, you know, and the Assyrians was one too. One of them, God said, that swift and terrible, terrible nation that come in swift like chariots. They don't relent, spare none. And that's what God is saying here. And Habakkuk realized that. He said, for spoil and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention, trouble and turmoil, plundering, taking things from God's people. Verse 4 says, therefore the law is slack, and judgment doeth never come forth, for the wicked doeth compass about the righteous. Wickedness all around the righteous. And a lot of people feel like they get away with it because, you know, it keeps happening. But I don't think, no, you know, you got to be very carnal to think that you're not going to reap what you sow. And a lot of times you're going to reap what you sow as a nation. Just like the Negro nation, us here in America, we have suffered because of our ancestors' disobedience. We're reaping what they sowed. For the disobedience, even from the Bible. Even from the Bible. So all of the other nations that's our enemies and have done wrong, they got to drink from the same cup. They got to reap what they sow. It comes back around no matter who we are. Judgment, God's judgment is just, and God's judgment is right. It's weighed in the balance. It's weighed in the balance. That's why you can't do wrong to people. That's why if you steal, things will happen to you. If you hurt other people, things will happen to you. Now you get saved. You get saved. You come on the Lord's side. Of course, there's mercy. There's grace, forgiveness, you know, whatever retribution that you have to, you know, go through because of that. You know, God will help walk you through. All of us had to go through it. So that's why if our eyes come open, we should realize that we should cause no offense to anybody, because you're going to reap it. You're going to reap it. We all reap it. That's why the Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness without man. Let me say that again. We had the little prompt and interrupted. The Bible says, follow peace with all men. Holiness without no man should see the Lord. Follow peace with people. You know, God give you a word to correct people, a situation, something he tell you to do, then that's what we do. It's coming from God, because he's also a God of judgment, because he's a God of righteousness. But he said here, Habakkuk said, the wicked do compass about the righteous. They're all around us. Therefore, wrong judgment proceedeth. Wrong judgment all in the court system here in America. Wrong judgment. People getting sentenced for things they didn't even do. Evil is ruling. You know, when people talk about make America great again, what does that mean? What does make America great again mean? Do you want it to be the old way where y'all had different sinks to drink out of, water fountains and bathrooms and different communities and different schools? What does make America great again? Because, you know, it was never great in the way that people think it was great. It's never great. Only thing is great is freedom and liberty, you know. So if you're talking about making great again because you want white supremacists to rule again, that's not making America great again. That's trying to bring America back into bondage and rule with the iron thumb or iron fist, and that's not going to happen with God. Today, here in America, a lot of the Caucasians, you have to humble yourself. Got to be right on. Down to humility. The Bible says he makes his dwelling among those that are humble, lowly, low, low. A lot of people don't want to be low in spirit because they feel that it takes away from their pride. It takes away from who they think they are. But you're nothing if you don't humble yourself under the mighty hands of God. And the Bible says in due time that he would exalt you. We have to go low first. Then he'll raise us up. We can't spew out evil out of our heart and hate other people just because it was passed down to us. And I know it may be hard for some people here in America to stop what they're doing because it was passed down to you like that. Okay, well, now if you're hearing this broadcast and the other things and people and situations that God sent to you to correct it, he said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. So you have to pray and ask God to help you. Help you know how to treat the Negroes. Help you to be honest and upright when you do business with them. Help you not to show favor or be partiality to another race of people, but you treat the Negroes another kind of way, where we are God's elected people from the Bible. Once you do your research and you find out, it should change you. If it doesn't, you know, that's between you and God. I'm just out here to put the word out here. Because just like Habakkuk and Amos and a lot of other prophets, I have a burden. And I have to say what God is telling me to say and read these scriptures. The fifth verse says, behold, ye among the heathen. We are among the heathen and regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days, God is saying. Basically, he's prophesying, saying, God is saying, I'll work a work in your day which you would not believe, though it be told you. For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, which is the Babylonians, of course, that bitter and hasty nation, there you go, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling place that are not theirs. And that's basically what America have done. And God allowed it for that time period, but of course they went overboard, so that's what we're talking about. God going to deal with that. Even if they didn't go overboard, you know, God raised up your enemies to chastise us, and then he turns around and destroys them. That's why it behooves Caucasians to really be sincere and love God. Not love him because everything going your way. Not love him because he does things for you, or you've been taught a certain way, you go to an all-white church, a Caucasian church, not because of that. Mm-mm. You should be able to serve the Lord because you have understanding now and come to the truth and teach the truth. You have to tell the truth. And God will judge those that hold the truth in the lie. People that know that we are the real Jews of the Bible, the Negroes are the real Jews of the Bible, the Native American, Latinos, of course, are from that tribe of that northern tribe, Gad, Issachar, and all those Ephraim tribes. There's just many of them. You know, I want to go through all of them. Dan. But when you find out these truths, you are responsible to uphold the truth and to not uphold it in a lie. And a lot of people are grieved by it when they find out, and they don't expose it, they don't tell it. If they're of the Caucasian nation, and many of them that do, and many of them that are putting it out there on YouTube, I've seen them, and thank God and bless them. And those are the ones that the Bible says to the full time of the Gentiles.